Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I actually thought, you know, divisional rival, it's the Dolphins, it's Fitzpatrick. They'll lose, but it'll be competitive.
Right.
What a moron I am, Joe.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, yesterday was the low of the low. And how this head coach was not fired immediately after this game, I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it, man. I mean, this was non-competitive football yesterday. There were times in the first half I thought they had quit in the first half.
Yep.
It was just a horror show. The offensive line was a disaster. Flacco was terrible. You know, didn't and no help from his offensive line. I'll put it this way. When Frank Gore is your number one offensive weapon at 38 years old, where are you going? I mean, this is not only are they just brutally coached, and the guy is the worst coach. I mean, you know, he's the worst coach in football. He's probably the worst coach the Jets ever had. I mean, I think it's fair to say that. He's really, really bad. But you look at the offense, there's nothing. They have nobody. Who scares you on that offense? Nothing. What a disgrace, though. Where do I even begin? Can't even get aggravated anymore because I'm just like, I'm numb. You're numb.
You know, I'm sure a lot of people listening, you know, will shut games off. They shut games off all the time. You know me.
I stood there to the very end.
Right. You do, too. Like, we're going to stay to the very end. Especially football. You know, maybe if it's a blowout in basketball or baseball, I'll say I got to go to bed. But even then, I stay to the end. It's just, I'm crazy. What could I tell you? Early in the third quarter, you know, the Buccaneer-Packer game was also a blowout. So that made things easier.
Right.
I turned to my wife because she fully expects I'm just into these two games for a while. And I said, I got to leave the room. I said, I can't watch this anymore. And it was the first time I think I ever remember on football Sunday, I took my son. I said, you know what? I'm putting you to bed tonight. Okay? We're going to go do – I can't think about this. It was so disgusting, so disturbing, so non-competitive that – it was the first time in my memory I just left. And so I ended up hearing about some of the other ugliness in the second half of the game, but I couldn't watch it. It was just so beyond rock bottom that even I had to look away. Because it was, you said it, I thought they quit two drives into the game.
No doubt about it. I mean, that one touchdown drive, I think it was the first touchdown drive Miami had. I mean, the defense, I mean, it couldn't have gotten any easier than it was.
Yeah.
It was disgraceful. And there was one moment in the game, one moment, when you said, okay, maybe there's a glimmer here. And that was at 7-0. They had that drive. He hits, I think it was Perriman, for what looked like a big first down. Oh, wait a minute. There's a penalty flag. Offensive pass interference on, I think it was on Ryan Griffin.
It was, yeah.
And that was it. And then the next play was that play where Flacco, I don't know if it was Flacco, McGovern, whoever it was, Flacco's not ready for the snap. The ball gets snapped. Flacco recovers it. It's a big loss, and it takes the Jets out of field. And there was a penalty on that, too. What was it? Illegal formation or something?
It was an illegal motion that was called. And then, you know what even added to that? Because that was all bad enough, as you described.
Right. I know what you're going to say.
Punt the ball away.
Right.
There's a touchback, and there's a face mask call
on Frankie
the Jets.
Louvu. The immortal Frankie Louvu, bro.
Immortal. Every special teams play for the first four or five drives where they were basically punting, everything featured a penalty.
Right.
They could
right.
not even get away with right. that. It was
unbelievable.
It was horrific on every account.
Yep. Three more personal fouls. Like every game, the Jets are good for like two, at least two personal fouls a game, right?
No, absolutely.
I mean, it's not like I had three of them yesterday.
Yeah. Our guy Avery Williamson had a face mask penalty in this game.
He did. I think I think it was one of those inadvertent things, but he got his hand on the face mask. Yep. It was like Quinnen Williams in the Denver game.
It was.
I mean, what else can you say? And again, and it's unbelievable. It's uncanny. Think about this. I was thinking about this. So the Jets win the turnover battle again.
Right.
2-1. They get the two interceptions in the second half. Well, one was right at the end before the half with Brian Poole. It would have been 28-0. And then the other one was that play by Marcus May, which now they call him the butt interception. Oh, wow. That's so cute.
Yeah.
You know, that's very cute to all the people that can't stand the Jets, even the guys that write for them, Brian Costello. But with that said, okay, well, I mean, we really need that. Anyway, they win the turnover battle 2-1. The Dolphins do not convert. Now, the Jets went 2-for-17 on third downs. They were 0 for their first 11. The Dolphins did not convert a third down in this game until Tua comes in at the end and hits that one third down where the game was completely over. So with the starting unit in there, with Fitzpatrick in there, I think Miami was like 0 for 8 on third down conversions. Yeah. So they're 0 for 8 on third down. They lose the turnover battle, and they still win 24-0.
Yes, and they won the time of possession battle, too.
I mean,
they had the ball 5 minutes longer.
Right. It's impossible.
Well, that's
my God.
That's the thing about their awfulness that's incredible. They're doing things that shouldn't happen. I mean,
they
won the turnover battle.
They defy NFL logic is what they are.
Yeah,
right.
Like if you win the turnover battle, you usually win.
By the way, they've done it 3 weeks in a row.
Yes!
3 weeks. And they got it. And we talked about this last week. They got to be plus in the turnovers, bro. They have to be.
They are. The last 3 weeks, they have turned the ball over one time.
One time in three games.
They have forced 6 turnovers in the last 3 weeks. They are plus 5 the last 3 weeks. And they've been outscored by,
1,000.
Whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
They are, and this isn't, we're just going crazy because we're Jet fans. Like, factually, the worst team this league has seen in a long time.
This is non-competitive football. Right now, they are not a professional football team. And this head coach, I mean, does this guy ever get upset about anything? Even Bill Cowher said, I don't know if you heard Bill Cowher at halftime, okay? Bill Cowher basically says, talking about nobody's yelling at anybody on the sideline. There's none of that. There's Adam Gase sitting in the back of the bench by himself. They're showing that shot. There he is. I think there was actually a shot where he actually was talking to Perriman at one point. I don't know. Maybe he was making dinner reservations. I don't know. But, I mean, Bill Cowher said it. They're talking about guys yelling in the locker room and overturning tables and all this. And Bill said, it's okay for the head coach to do that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, is Adam Gase even talking to his players?
After I checked out of the second half, I had a curiosity to watch the postgame show.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
No, you're a smart man.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
I got to tell you, I'm in a weird place with the Jets over the last 24 hours because I've had thoughts I've never had before. Like, one of them is the whole tanking thing. Like, I've never been a fan of tanking, I was so enjoying Saturday and watching Trevor Lawrence. And this team is so bad that, they can win a few games and still get the number one overall
pick. Of course.
We all know.
Of course.
But it's also hitting me, what am I doing with myself? Like, every Sunday, they're going to lose game.
Every game.
I mean, especially the next 3 weeks going into the bye. When you look at who they're about to play.
Buffalo, Kansas City, New England. I don't know how good New England is. They'll still kill the Jets.
On a Monday night? Bet your bottom dollar they will.
Right.
But the other thought I had is I'm watching Adam Gase, and we all know he's a terrible head coach. That's not even – We get it. All of it's true. He looked dead. He looked beaten. And I looked into his eyes, no jokes here, and I said, they got to do him a favor and fire him. I mean, it's not just for you and me and for Jet fans anymore. Like, it is for him. He sounded like a wounded, beaten man.
And even his team. We saw Bill O'Brien get fired, and the Texans immediately respond with a win. And then yesterday, probably they should have won that game against the Titans, and they lose that brutal game in overtime. What a game for Derrick Henry! But they look like there's life there now, even though they lose yesterday. And Atlanta fires Dan Quinn, and Atlanta goes out there and beats Minnesota yesterday. So I mean, just to give, like you said, the doof gays a favor now, and the team a favor. Maybe if they fire, bring another somebody else in, it is actually a little light. A fire is lit a little bit that they could look like a competitive NFL team.
Maybe. I honestly, it's almost inhumane to keep him as the head coach. Like, it's just mean. Like, we are now being
mean to him, Adam Gase.
Mean
to the fan base.
Well,
it's mean to his team. It's mean to his team.
Joe, you know what? For me and you and for the fan base, we are starting to fully understand and appreciate, hey, they keep losing. They're going to get the number one overall pick.
Right.
There's happiness at the end of the day.
Right.
Maybe happiness.
Well,
there is.
They better hire the right head coach, too.
I agree. All of that's true.
Yep.
None of that occurs for this head coach. This head coach is being forced to go out there every week. Sure, he's getting paid to get paid either way for no end game. What's his end game?
Right.
He is not going to coach this team next year.
Right, and he's never getting a head coaching job again. I mean, I don't see where he's ever getting a head coaching job again. Maybe in college.
No, I agree. And so, like, last night, I'm telling you, I'm having these thoughts I've never had before, but one of the thoughts really in my head watching him is, my God, just get, do him a favor.
Yes, get him out.
He had no answers. Brian Costello and all the media members are peppering him with, what could you do? Could you do this?
Yep.
And basically, Adam wanted to say, I got nothing. Like, I am done. What do you want me to do? Not as an excuse, but it's the reality. And you talk about him getting mad? The only thing he got mad at is Greg Williams. That's the only thing he's getting mad at.
Right. And Greg Williams is not wrong. I mean, look, Greg Williams shouldn't be. I mean, his defense has been terrible, too. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it was just another personal foul. I mean, not to mention everything else that's gone wrong. But, you know, he's certainly not wrong in what he said. I mean, you know, the offense is just abysmal. I mean, the offense is just, especially yesterday, is just a horror show, man. There's nothing. They have nothing. And like I said, if Frank Gore's your best weapon, I mean, you know, you take Jameson Crowder out of the game, which they obviously did. They double-teaming him because the only guy that could hurt you. And there is, I mean, who is scaring you? Rashad Perriman? What?
No, this is, look, we're witnessing from a coaching level, from an ownership level, from a talent level, we are witnessing one of the worst things we've ever seen, one of the worst franchises and seasons we've ever seen.
Ever.
We've seen some bad ones, but this is, and, you know, we talked about it a little bit last week. You could look at the numbers, and you can certainly look at the roster. This team is far worse than the 1-15 team.
Yep.
They are.
Yep.
They're worse. They're worse
Much
statistically.
Worse.
They're worse roster-wise. So we're witnessing something, Joe, where we're never going to forget the 2020 New York Jets. That's where we're going. Sometimes seasons, you know, mediocre seasons run together.
Here's the one thing I will say about this year.
Yeah.
If things go and if it's handled correctly, and that is a major, major comment when you're talking about this abysmally run franchise for half a century now, okay? This could be one of those years that turns everything around.
It could.
Because you're going to get the number one pick. You got a chance to pick this quarterback who everybody thinks is the guy coming out. I'm not going to use all the words that they use to describe these kind of guys because they make me crazy.
I know.
Okay? But you know what I'm talking about. And you got a chance to finally hire the right head coach, whoever that guy is. And I don't know who it is. I don't know who that guy is. But the right head coach to be the mentor to Trevor Lawrence, where, you know, the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady relationship, the Sean Payton, Drew Brees relationship, that type of, you know, Don Shula, Dan Marino, that type of head coach quarterback relationship. You have an opportunity to start that next year.
Yeah. It could be a year, certainly. You look back on it and say it was well worth it. It's tough as you're experiencing it, but it could be well worth it. And if you watched anything on Saturday afternoon and you saw a little bit of this kid, that should at least give you some solace in what the future may look like.
Now, you don't want to get crazy about Georgia Tech.
No, you can't. I agree.
You know, the whole league, I mean – the league they play in is not great. They're not playing. And it's not a great year in the SEC either, but they're not playing in the SEC. They're not playing in the Big Ten. They do play Notre Dame later on in South Bend. I don't know how good Notre Dame is, but they are undefeated. They do play them in a couple weeks. You know, so it's hard to gauge. But, I mean, everything points that this kid is beyond the real deal.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.